Married at First Sight. Chapter 3091. Matriarch Farrell added, "Your aunt couldn't bear the blow, she became insane and passed away in an accident. The burden of the family fell on my shoulders." Catherine rarely heard her mother mention her aunt and uncle. When she heard her mother mention it and saw her mother's complicated expression, she wanted to ask her mother whether the deaths of her aunts were caused by her mother. When the words came to her lips, she still swallowed them. No questions were asked about the exit. Even if she asked, her mother wouldn't tell her. She will also be angry with her because of this, blaming her as her biological daughter for not trusting her. "Mom, do you have photos of your aunt and uncle?" Catherine bit into the candied haws and asked, pretending to be curious, "Mom, you said that Liberty and my aunt are a bit similar, but I have never seen a photo of my aunt, so I don't know how similar they are." "Liberty is just a granddaughter. How can a granddaughter be like a grandma? How similar?" After being silent for a long time, Matriarch Farrell said, "There used to be photos, but after decades, those photos were damaged and couldn't be seen clearly. I had to throw away those photos. Now I don't have any photos of them here." "Liberty and Sunny are a bit like your aunt. Liberty should look like her mother. Her mother looked very similar to my eldest sister when she was young. Audrey looks like both her father and mother. From Audrey, I saw the shadow of my eldest sister. Their words, demeanor, behavior, and even their voices are alike. If my eldest sister were alive, Audrey would be sitting in Mom's position now. If she were sitting in this position, maybe our Farrell group could still be at its peak. Mom, I will never be as good as your aunt and her daughter." Matriarch Farrell admitted that her abilities were not as good as those of her eldest sister or her eldest niece, Audrey. Not to mention the little niece, who died young, leaving behind two daughters. Although they were both good-looking, it was not clear how capable they were. "Catherine, your eldest brother is really with Shiloh." Matriarch Farrell changed the topic, not wanting to mention the sisters again. That would make her feel mixed up. She missed her sisters, especially when she thought of the past years. She would especially think of her elder sister and younger sister. But she was afraid that she had killed her sisters and left evidence in the hands of others. If Audrey and the others really found the evidence, not to mention Audrey and the others would settle the score with her, even her own daughter would not be able to accept a mother like her and would leave her. She lost her humanity, killed her sister, and snatched the position of head of the family back to her eldest sister's lineage. If she goes back to the starting point, she will not be able to rest in peace until she dies. Oh, it must be hard for her to die. Her parents and sisters were all waiting for her to settle accounts in the underworld. After her death, she might go to the 18th level of HELL. She had too many lives on her hands. "Shiloh's movements are really fast," Catherine said. "Mom, these photos." Chapter 3092. Matriarch Farrell, I asked my assistant to investigate, and he took the photo. Catherine wanted to pick up the photos and look at them again, but Matriarch Farrell said to her, "You are not married yet, so don't look at those photos. There is no need to stain your eyes." "Catherine, I'm almost 30 years old, so I can't protect myself from it. But wait until I finish my marshmallows and candied haws, so as not to vomit. Matriarch Farrell. Mom, I took a quick look just now. The photo was so clear. Did Shiloh deliberately open the window for others to take pictures? I think she might have guessed that Mom would investigate her, so she deliberately allowed Mom's people to take clear pictures. People who really have an affair will keep it a secret. I think Shiloh did it on purpose because she wanted revenge. If they had kept it a secret, Mom wouldn't know. Matriarch Farrell said coldly, whether she did it intentionally or unintentionally, I can't spare her if she does such a thing. Matriarch Farrell said bitterly, your father can't let go of her either. I didn't expect Shiloh to be such a person. I have loved her for more than 20 years in vain. I only have a daughter. I didn't know that she was not my biological child before. Although I felt that she was not like her in every aspect, I didn't think much about it. I love her very much and devote all my efforts to cultivating her, but her performance is always unsatisfactory. I thought it was because your father's genes were bad, which caused the daughter I gave birth to not to be as smart and capable as the Farrell family girl. Who knew she was a fake? She should have been driven away in the first place. The Farrell family should no longer have her. I was wrong. Matriarch Farrell admitted that her decision was wrong. Catherine said, Mom, it's understandable that you did that. After all, you've been raising her for more than 20 years. The love between mother and daughter cannot be erased overnight. Matriarch Farrell, Catherine, I have been treating you poorly in the past 2 years. Have you ever complained about me? Catherine ate most of the marshmallows, and her face turned into a spotted cat again. Matriarch Farrell couldn't help laughing and said, you can't eat more gracefully, look at you, you have turned into a spotted cat again, and you are being bullied by people outside. I saw it, but I don't know what the joke was. Many people look down on Catherine, the real young mistress of the Farrell family, because she grew up in the countryside. Everyone said that even though she was the real daughter of the Farrell family, she was still a country bumpkin and had never seen the world. Usually attending banquets, Catherine was a person who only cared about eating and drinking. Occasionally, she would chat with the bosses she knew, but most of the time she was eating and drinking. The style of her evening dress was also very ordinary, unlike those who had been in a wealthy family since she was a child. Compared to the daughter of a real wealthy family who grew up, Catherine was indeed a country bumpkin. Catherine, Mom, I don't have to pretend in front of you. I know that you're outwardly harsh on me and scold me all the time to get me started early. It's useless. I never blame you. Matriarch Farrell said happily, you're indeed my biological daughter. She had never gotten along with her before, but once she came back, she could understand her intentions. This was the tacit understanding of the blood connection. Matriarch Farrell took out a tissue again and handed it to Catherine. Let Catherine wipe her face. Thank you, Mom. Mom, are you hungry? I'll go downstairs and bring you some food, or can we go downstairs and let us have a meal together? After Matriarch Farrell ate a candied haw, he said, you can bring some food to Mom later. Mom doesn't want to go downstairs. Catherine, Mom, don't be angry. It's not worth getting your body angry because of irrelevant people. After being silent for a long time, Matriarch Farrell sighed, Catherine, you have never experienced love and are not a mother, so you cannot understand my disappointment and anger about this matter. I also want to be unaffected, but I can't. I'm angry and affected. One of them is the adopted daughter whom I once regarded as the apple of my eye, and the other is my son, who was born in 10 months pregnancy. And your dad? I admit that I don't actually have much affection for your dad. I was at the age of marriage and needed to give birth to an heir, so I recruited your dad. But after decades of marriage, and now we have children and grandchildren, and I caught him cheating on me, how could I not be angry? Chapter 3093. After the incident between Shiloh and Holden, Matriarch Farrell suddenly seemed to have aged by more than 10 years. She used to take good care of herself, but she didn't look like a 70-year-old, she looked like she was in her 50s. Now she looked like an 80-year-old lady. Catherine stopped answering. She couldn't say anything about her parents' marriage. Your dad also said that there is someone in my heart, but I have never cheated on him. Those are all in the past. Who doesn't have the past? Your dad never broke up with the women around him before he came to your door. Isn't that his past? After I came to the door, I didn't settle the old score with him. He had the nerve to say that I had someone in my heart. Catherine's beautiful eyes flashed. Mom, the man in your heart must be very good, right? Matriarch Farrell, he is very good, 100 times better than your father. I'm going away in 2 days, and the old friend I'm going to meet is the one in my heart. I haven't seen him for decades, but I don't know if he still remembers me. Maybe he doesn't remember. It's also possible that he can remember even if I turn into ashes. If he talked about love, he would definitely forget Matriarch Farrell. He only had her eldest sister in his heart. If she turned to ashes due to hatred, he would remember it. Matriarch Farrell felt that he was still alive and well, and it was his hatred for her that sustained him. Knock knock. There was a knock on the door. Madam, the eldest young lady is back. It was the butler knocking on the door outside the study. He told Matriarch Farrell that Erica was back. Matriarch Farrell said to Catherine, Catherine, you go out first. If you haven't eaten yet, go downstairs to eat. If I don't ask you to come in, don't come in. Catherine, Mom, please take care of yourself and don't get angry. Before Catherine went out, she did not forget to express her concern for her mother. She still had a small ball of marshmallows left in her big ball, and there were still 2 fruits in the candied haws. She saw Erica at the door of the study. Sister-in-law. Catherine called Erica. Erica saw the food she was holding in Catherine's hands like a housekeeper and couldn't help but say, Catherine, why are you acting like a child and buying this food to eat? Your nieces and nephews rarely eat these things. If you want to eat it, ask the chef to help you make your own candied haws. It's clean and hygienic. You can also make marshmallows yourself, there is no need to buy them outside. Catherine smiled and said, I just went out to play in the afternoon and saw many people buying it. I joined in the fun and bought it to taste. I won't buy it next time. Sister-in-law, Mom asked you to go in. Go in quickly. Don't keep Mom waiting. Erica hummed and was about to go in, then stopped, grabbed Catherine, who was about to leave, and asked in a low voice, Catherine, what do you want me to do? In the Farrell family mansion, there was no one who was not afraid of Matriarch Farrell. Erica was no exception. Although Matriarch Farrell was quite nice to her daughters-in-law and was not an evil mother-in-law, she was the head of the family and was powerful without anger. Erica often did not dare to breathe in front of her mother-in-law. Erica's heart was in a state of confusion when her mother-in-law inexplicably called her into the study. She didn't know what her mother-in-law wanted to do with her. After returning from sending her children to school, Erica heard the butler say that her mother-in-law was looking for her, so she went over what she had done in the past few days to make sure that she had not done anything out of the ordinary but was still worried. Catherine whispered, "I don't know. Mom looks very angry. There are a lot of photos scattered on the ground. I want to take a look. Mom won't let me pick them up and look at them, saying it will stain my eyes. Sister-in-law, you go in and pick them up. Take a look, see what kind of photo it is, and tell me later." Chapter 3094. Catherine looked like she was very gossipy and wanted to know. Erica's heart was even higher. Photo? Whose photo is this? Sister-in-law, come in quickly, don't keep Mom waiting. Catherine urged in a low voice and left. Erica took a few deep breaths. Whether it was a blessing or a curse, she couldn't escape. Just go in. No matter how powerful the mother-in-law was, could she still eat her? Erica went in. As soon as she entered, she saw many photos scattered on the ground in front of the desk. Her majestic mother-in-law was sitting at the desk, holding a bunch of candied haws in her hand and eating them. Erica was a little surprised. She didn't expect that her majestic mother-in-law would actually eat candied haws, which children love to eat. She guessed it was given to her by Catherine. Matriarch Farrell didn't care what Erica's reaction was. After she finished eating the last fruit, she ordered Erica, "Pick up all the photos on the ground." "Yes, Mom." Erica quickly walked over and put the bag she was holding on a chair. Then she kneeled down and picked up the photos on the ground. She didn't dare to look at the photos, but in the process of picking them up, she inevitably saw the contents of those photos. It was okay not to look at it, but when she looked at it, her face changed. That anger burned up instantly. These photos turned out to be of her husband, Marco, and her other sister-in-law, Shiloh. Well, Shiloh was no longer her sister-in-law, she was ABTCH and had been kicked out of the Farrell family mansion long ago by her mother-in-law. "Mom." Erica was so angry that her eyes were red, and she threw all the photos on the desk. "Mom, look at Marco and that BTCH, they actually..." Erica couldn't continue talking. She didn't expect Marco to do such a thing. After receiving a reprimand from Matriarch Farrell, Marco stopped looking for a lover outside. Erica also told Marco that she could forgive his cheating as long as he calmed down and returned to the family to give the children a complete home. The main reason was that she was unwilling to give up her position as the eldest mistress of the Farrell family to other women. In the past, divorce was just a way to threaten the husband and force him to break up with the BTCH outside. Her children were now so old and in an intense learning stage. She couldn't let the relationship between husband and wife affect their children. If they really want to divorce, they have to wait until all their children are admitted to college. What your husband did outside, you, the wife, don't even know. Matriarch Farrell said it in a deep voice. Erica suddenly felt aggrieved. Mom, I don't have a position in the company. I go to the company occasionally. Marco also said that I would disturb his work and wouldn't let me go to the company. You used to say that we can be good young ladies at home, and we can take care of our husbands and raise our children. We don't have to worry about the company's affairs. Even if the couple is together, if he wants to have sex, he can still find opportunities, not to mention that Marco and I are not together all the time. Mom, I thought Marco would learn his lesson and correct himself, but I never imagined that he would actually involve himself with that BTCH. I have warned him, but he still. Mom, it must be that BTCH who seduced Marco. Marco and his brothers have always loved her. Later, after they found out that she was not their biological sister, they obviously treated her a little differently. It's just that I thought they had been brothers and sisters for more than 20 years and didn't want to think too much about it. That BTCH used to love young Master Queen. Seeing Marco doting on that BTCH so much makes me feel uncomfortable, and I can't say anything. Chapter 3095. The main reason was that the parents-in-law always doted on that BTCH Shiloh and treated Shiloh much better than Catherine. When they married into the Farrell family as young wives, they all knew that they should act on their mother-in-law's face. Her mother-in-law was so kind to Shiloh, so even if she felt uncomfortable, she still had to please Shiloh on the surface. Okay. Matriarch Farrell interrupted Erica. I can't blame you for this. It's because I overindulged in Shiloh. In this mansion, everyone looked at her face and acted. If there is a mistake, it is her fault as the head of the family. Erica whispered, Mom, you didn't know that Shiloh was fake, so you dieted on Shiloh like that. I am also a mother, and I only have one daughter. I also love my daughter very much. Have the children been sent back to school? Matriarch Farrell asked about her grandchildren. She was still very good to her grandchildren. When Catherine was found, at first glance, she thought that Catherine was a piece of mud that couldn't stand up to the wall. She even thought about raising her granddaughter. This was the case with the Farrell family. When Matriarch Farrell had no daughter, she would train her granddaughter and would not let the position of head of the family fall into the hands of a collateral lineage. Erica said, Well, it's time to go back to school. Matriarch Farrell, how are the kids doing? After a moment of hesitation, Erica replied, Medium, average, average. Matriarch Farrell looked at Erica. Erica was frightened and quickly explained, Their grades are not very good, but their minds are very flexible and they are not stupid people. Your husband cheated on you, and I'm on your side. No matter what you do, no matter how much trouble you make, I will be on your side. Matriarch Farrell returned to the topic of his son's cheating. She had several grandchildren, but all of them have poor grades, not even the eldest grandchild she once wanted to train. Well, perhaps this is the reason why all the family heads in past generations have tried their best to have a daughter. Their sons were also their descendants, and they also had granddaughters, but it was so strange that the sons' performance in all aspects was not as good as their daughters, and it was difficult to train their granddaughters to become talents. Thank you, Mom. With the support of her mother-in-law, Erica was not afraid. She said to her mother-in-law, Mom, I'm going to find Marco now and get him back. Mom, what should I do with Shiloh? Matriarch Farrell asked her, what do you think? Erica said without thinking, send her away by force, she will come back with legs. Aside from that, she hates us so much right now. As long as she is alive, she will always want to take revenge on us. Mom, I feel. She made the gesture of wiping her neck toward her mother-in-law. It was meant to kill Shiloh so that they could get rid of her once and for all. After pondering for a moment, Matriarch Farrell said, you have to pay for your life by killing someone. There is no need to spend the rest of your life on a BTCH. Think about your children. What will they do if you become a murderer? Her words were like a basin of cold water poured on Erica's head, and Erica immediately gave up her murderous intent. Yes, she still has children. She cannot spend the rest of her life with a BTCH like Shiloh, or her children will be harmed. Not worth it. Matriarch Farrell, inform Shiloh's mother and brothers to come over and ask them to take Shiloh back. Tell them that if Shiloh is not imprisoned, don't blame us for being ruthless. Erica, yes. Matriarch Farrell waved her hand, indicating that Erica could go out. Erica picked up the stack of photos, turned around, and walked out of the study. As soon as she left the study, she immediately went downstairs aggressively. Sister-in-law, it's getting dark, where are you going? Catherine just went upstairs carrying a tray with the meals she prepared for Matriarch Farrell.